The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
With a fine young son, do you take my place? I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. Gonna build me a mountain.
Hello, success friends. Welcome to 15 Minutes of Fun, where we provide a little education, a little motivation, and a lot of inspiration. This is the place where you rekindle your romance with success. Jerry, look at that crowd.
Fabulous, Tom. Just fabulous.
Hey, Jerry, why don't we start today's show with a little lemon drop?
It sounds inspirational to me, Tom.
Today's lemon drop, March 21st. Is it the last day of a cold, hard, long winter or the first day of a warm, wonderful spring? Success friends, you get to decide. And success, friends, when you take on a grand obsession, the buck stops with you. You are Charlie in charge. If you don't do it, it don't get done. If you don't inspect it, you can't expect it. Which begs the question, who motivates the motivator? And remember, success, friends, it had better be you. And success, friends, that's why you need to tune into this show, Ensure Your Success, every Saturday morning at 11:30 on KLBB Radio, and every weekday morning at around 9:15, right after Subway Trivia with Jeff. Get motivated with your daily lemon drop, a little inspiration to melt in your mind the whole day long.
I love those lemon drops, Tom.
Thanks, Jerry. And hey, while we're at it, please welcome our success friends. Say hello, Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
Ah, Jerry, you're looking good. You're looking good.
Well, Tom, I'll tell you, I know I'm getting old.
Oh, really? Why is that, Jerry?
Well, I was at the bank the other day, and I asked a teller to check my balance. Well, she came and pushed me over.
Oh, Jerry, I'm telling you, you are too much. I mean, too much.
Well, what's worse, Tom, is now I found out I had zero balance in two places.
You just keep them coming, don't you, Jerry? I love it. Amazing. Amazing. But let me introduce now our wonderful producer. He is a giant in the radio world, one of the best voiceover men, full of great ideas, and just a heck of a model American citizen. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
And you know, I've been remiss here on Stan's show that you're on with Stan Turner every weekday, noon to 2, right?
That's correct.
I think he calls you Bobby J, right?
He does.
We should make sure people know who they're listening to here.
Well, yes, I go by both names.
There we go. But, Bob, I know you're a fan of our lemon drops. Did you get a chance to listen to one this past week?
I did.
Any stick out in your mind?
Well, yes. Let me tell you, the one that I really enjoy is the one that says, success has requested the honor of your presence every day.
I love that one. It takes more than just one day, doesn't it, Bob?
It does. It certainly does.
And success, friends, that's why we want you to go to www.gps4success.com and sign up for your free daily lemon drop. Get inspired on a daily basis. Allow the inspiration to melt in your mind the whole day long. But, Jerry, let's get into our success message of the day. Our today's success tool is, it's not what you say, but how you say it. And that includes, what do you say to yourself? You know, success friends, advertisers are wonderful people. Think about it. They make a healthy person wish they were sick, a thin person wanting to go on a diet, an overweight person saying, "Let's eat!"
Hey, Tom, I like that, but let's, speaking of advertisements, let's listen to yours.
Okay, Jerry, we'll be back right after this.
How am I gonna sit right down and write myself a letter? And I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them.
We're back, success friends. Jerry, can you grab those phones? Our success friends want to save some money on their auto and home insurance.
I'm on it, Tom!
Thanks for listening today, success friends, and remember to follow us on Twitter at Fierst Choice and like us on Facebook at Thomas Fierst Insurance.
Hey, and don't forget Instagram, Lemon Drops the number for you. Let me get back to the phones, Tom.
Great job, Jerry. And hey, it's now time for what many success friends tell me is their favorite part of the show. And I haven't even said one word about this week's success tool. It's not what you say, but how you say it, and that includes what you say to yourself.
Don't worry, Tom, you'll get to it.
Okay, Jerry, but it is time. It's time for our success quotes of the day. And our first success quote of the day comes from the great American author Mark Twain, who said, "Many a small thing has been made large by the right kind of advertising." Our second quote of the day, "If you can't explain it to a six-year-old, you don't understand it well enough yourself." And that is from Albert Einstein. How about you, Jerry? Do you have one for us?
I sure do. This one is from Peter Nivio Zarlanga, and he says, "In our factory, we make lipstick. In our advertising, we sell hope."
And Jerry, you know, that hits our success tool right on the mark. As I was saying, advertisers are wonderful people. Think about it. They make a healthy person wish they were sick, a thin person wanting to go on a diet, and an overweight person saying, "Let's eat!" And it is all because advertisers understand the power of how something is said. You know, I remember as an 8-year-old, Red Ball Jets were on top of the shoe world. I was actually excited for school to be starting because I knew I would be getting new tennis shoes, in particular, new Red Ball Jets. I couldn't sleep the night before. My mother was to take me down to the shoe store. But you know what? The night finally passed, and I was at the breakfast table at the crack of dawn. We got through breakfast, and it was finally time to go. When we got down to the shoe store, and the man, he measured my feet with this big silver thing, told me my size, and asked me what I wanted. And I said, "Red Ball Jets." And he smiled back to me and said, "I'll be right back." And he came back with a bunch of boxes. And he tried on a couple of pairs of Red Ball Jets. But, you know, they just didn't fit right. I was getting a little despondent. And, you know, this professional looked at me, an 8-year-old, and he could have just given up. But he just said, "Don't worry, I've got something in the back." He came back with one box, and the name on it was something like Smith or Jones Brother, some weird shoe never heard of before. But this professional knew what he was doing. He knew I was becoming defensive, and he could have sent me off crying with no shoes. But nope, he sat down across from me, looked me in the eye, and said, almost in a whisper, "Son, these aren't Red Ball Jets. They are better. Shall we give them a try?" And I thought, better? Better than Red Ball Jets? Heck yeah, let's give them a try. And he slipped on a pair, and they fit perfectly. I was the happiest kid around. I had something better than Red Ball Jets. Now, I know today that what really was going on is he was out of my size, and he could have told me that, but this professional knew it was not what you said, but how you said it. And I'm sure my mother was a very happy person that day, too. But success, friends, I think you're starting to get the idea. It's not what you say, but it's how you say it. And this includes self-talk, like, is the glass half full or half empty? Is a no a step closer to a yes? Or is no the reality that I will never amount to anything? Romeo and Juliet were told no, but they heard yes. Columbus was told the world was flat, but he told himself that the world had to be round. The list goes on and on. Copernicus, Edison, Einstein, Churchill, Martin Luther King, he had a dream. Hope is something that is sold on a daily basis, and hope is what we buy. And hope is something we better be selling to ourselves. You know, look at the flip side. The IRS sells reality, doesn't it? We just hate to pay our taxes. Funny thing, isn't it? Now, success, friends, let me share a little story with you. I was on vacation a while back, and the hotel I stayed at offered a buffet breakfast. I thought it was a bit expensive, but I went there my first morning, and I'm so glad I did. I met John. Now, John was the person that made the pancakes at the buffet. He had a wonderful smile. His uniform was a bit smarter than the others on the line, and he greeted everyone with a good morning in an upbeat fashion. My wife, who is the king of small talk, started a conversation with John and eventually asked him if he ever got tired of flipping pancakes, to which he quickly replied, "Oh, ma'am, you are mistaken. I don't flip pancakes. I brighten everybody's morning." You know, he went on to tell her that they say that Leonard Bernstein, the great conductor, doesn't wave a baton around. He leads a wonderful orchestra. And at their hotel, they were committed to their guests having a wonderful stay, and John wanted to make sure that that commitment is kept. Let me tell you, success friends, I went back to that buffet every morning. I have dined at 5-star Michelin restaurants, but rarely have I met the attitude that John had. But hey, let me take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter, and I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got 'em.
We're back, success friends. And hey, one last thought about it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that thought is you need to tell yourself just how wonderful you are and what a great job you're doing. Until next week, get inspired, stay inspired.
I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace.